This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England. .com. Kennedy, say good morning to Danielle from Merrimack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
And your comfy sweatsuit.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture stuff. Danielle, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash if you tie. That's a win for Kennedy. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,889 wins. And only 430 losses. Are you ready?
Creeping in on 6K.
I know.
I'm ready.
We might have to have a 6K party or something. Mm. Here we go. Question number one. Chris Martin knows his band is an easy target for haters, and he doesn't mind. He says, "We are four white middle-class men from England. We deserve to take some crap for what our people have done." What is the band that he is the lead singer of?
My God, I can't think.
Danielle?
I don't know.
They only get harder from here.
Question number two. Fans got their first look.
Yesterday was easy.
Fans got their first look at the new Superman as the first trailer for the movie dropped online. Which city does Superman live in and protect?
New York.
Question
or Manhattan. Question
number three. Lady Gaga says her new album, LG7, will include, quote, "So many different genres, so many different styles, so many different dreams." Which Gaga song has these iconic lyrics? Rah-rah, ah-ah-ah, Roma, Roma-ma, Gaga, ooh-la-la.
Roma, ah-ah-ah.
Name the song.
Oh, name the song. I don't know.
Question number four. Jonah Hill turns 41 today. His first Academy Award nomination came in 2012 from this baseball movie that starred Brad Pitt. Name the movie.
Did you say baseball movie?
Yes.
Brad Pitt is the general manager of the Oakland Athletics.
Sandlot? I don't know.
You're killing me, Danielle.
I've been listening all week. It's so funny. I've known all them except for this today.
You're on the struggle bus today.
Question number five. Nikki Glaser went to 22 of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows and spent close to $100,000 on travel expenses and tickets. The tour ended December 8th in which city?
Vancouver.
There it is.
Hey, let's found Kennedy. Her wheelhouse.
Let's get Kennedy.
Yeah! The hardest one of all.
Kennedy, welcome back. Danielle got one out of five.
Suit.
These are I can't say it. These are tough.
Of course it is.
These are tough.
You know you only do that when they get like one or zero right.
Kennedy, question number one. Chris Martin knows his band is an easy target for haters, and he doesn't mind. He says, and I quote, "We are four white middle-class men from England. We deserve to take some crap for what our people have done." What is the name of the band that he's the lead singer for?
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Does that sound familiar, Danielle?
It does. I knew it. I couldn't think of the name.
1-0.
It's harder when you're doing this.
No, I know. Fans got their first look at the new Superman yesterday as the trailer dropped for the new movie that comes out next summer. Which city does he live in and protect?
Metropolis?
Yes. It's a fictional city of Metropolis. 2-0. Lady Gaga says her new album, LG7, will include, and I quote, "so many different genres, so many different styles, so many different dreams." Which Gaga song has these iconic lyrics? Ra, ra, ah, 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 Roma, Roma, ma, Gaga, ooh, la, la.
Bad romance.
It's my Christmas gift to you, Kennedy.
3-0.
Thank you.
Jonah Hill turns 41 today. His first Academy Award nomination came in 2012 from this baseball movie that starred Brad Pitt. Name the movie.
Moneyball.
It is Moneyball, not Sandlot. I do like that answer.
Oh, Sandlot's such a good one.
Sandlot's a classic.
4-0. Question number five. Nikki Glaser went to 22 of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour shows and spent close to $100,000 on travel and tickets. The tour ended December 8th in which city?
Vancouver.
That is it.
Scared that I knew that.
The things that seep into your brain.
Yeah, Danielle knew that one. That's the one she got. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Danielle. You don't get the cash. However, you now have plans for New Year's Eve. You are going to Bubbly Beginnings New Year's Eve party at Foxwoods Resort Casino, and you're in for the grand prize, which is tickets and an overnight stay, plus a $100 gift card towards food and beverages. If you want to buy tickets, you want to buy tickets to Bubbly Beginnings, go to foxwoods.com. Danielle, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Danielle. I'm from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
'Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, 'cause you're a loser.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our glorious friends at Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, and Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Tracy from Oxford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
On her last day before vacation, she's a teacher.
Oh, God bless.
Indeed. Maybe the odds be ever in your favor today.
Do you have confetti in the car for as soon as you get in? Just throw it.
Yeah, what are we watching today? Home Alone, The Grinch Stole Christmas. What are we watching at school today?
We are not watching anything.
Are you giving him a test? Oh, I hope you are.
God, let him know who's in charge. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Pop quiz.
There is no Christmas in this classroom.
Kennedy. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie. That's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. Question number one. People magazine put together a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time. And Harry and Marv check in at number 7 on the list. Which movie are Harry and Marv the villains in?
Home Alone.
Sarah Michelle Gellar says, so many marriages break down because, quote, we live in an extremely disposable society now. Who has she been married to for over 20 years?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar, who she'd been married to for over 20 years?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
This local singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to her biggest song and then name the artist.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the artist.
Is that Avril Lavigne?
Question number four, Stephanie Meyer, turning 51 on Christmas Eve. She is an author who's most well-known for a book series that sold over 160 million copies worldwide. What did she write?
The Twilight series.
And question number five, in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what did the singers True Love give on the fourth day?
On the first? Okay, wait.
Just go through the whole thing. First. It's fine. We're here.
Okay. First day of Christmas, my true love gave partridge and two turtle doves. Oh, shoot. Three. I just did this with my kids. Four. Oh, shoot. Five gold.
I really
four,
thought you was about to swear.
Oh, shoot.
Don't swear.
Four French hens.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a great question, Dan.
Yeah, it was fun to hear you work through that.
I'm glad you didn't pick seven, though. What was the seventh today? All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Tracy got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
It is well done. These are pretty tough. You ready?
Yeah.
People Magazine put together a list of the greatest movie villains of all time and for the holidays. And Harry and Marv check in at number 7 on the list. Which movie are Harry and Marv the villains in?
Home Alone.
Yes, The Wet Bandits. Tied at 1. Sarah Michelle Gellar says so many marriages break down because, quote, we live in an extremely disposable society now. Who has she been married to for over 20 years?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Tied at 2. This local singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to her biggest song and then name her.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
About her and a wander. That's JoJo.
JoJo, not Avril Lavigne. Correct. 3-2. I believe Avril's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Question sure number four. Stephanie Meyer, turning 51 Christmas Eve. She is an author whose most well-known book series has sold over 160 million copies worldwide. What did she write?
Twilight.
4-3. Sparkly question vampires. Number five. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what did the singer's true love give to her on the fourth day?
Golden rings. Four calling birds.
That did not take very long. Four calling birds.
It's three French hens. You were
two
close.
Turtle two turtle doves.
And a partridge. And a pear tree.
And a pear.
Skirt, skirt.
Burr, burr, burr.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
That's too many gifts. What are you going to do with all of those?
That's way too many animals.
That's expensive, too.
Where do you put Seven Lords a-leaping? There's no space.
I don't know. That's just a lot of birds and a lot of men.
And who are the birds calling?
Yeah. Why were there so many birds in these gifts?
They were readily available, apparently, back then, Dan. Tracy, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in. And obviously, thank you for the work you do as a teacher as well.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tracy from Oxford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Share the love of the brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Be good to have your all-wheel drive Subaru right about now.
Good day for it.
Kennedy, say good morning to Brianna from Roslindale.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So you know how this works? Five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, you win the dough. The kids call it still. Kids still call it dough.
I have no idea what kids are saying.
No, cheddar,
stacks,
scratch, moolah, Benjamins. Mm. You got nothing.
No, I'm trying to think of what $100 costs. Cause I know a thousand's like a band or.
Is it a rack?
No, that's a grand.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
We're old and not cool.
Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. People magazine put together a list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time, and Hans Gruber checks in at number five. Which movie is he the villain in?
Die Hard.
Which, again, is not a Christmas movie.
That's silly.
No, it's not a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Don't be wrong publicly.
Question number two. Ricky Martin turns 53 on Christmas Eve. His biggest song is Livin' La Vida Loca. What does Livin' La Vida Loca translate to in English?
Living the crazy life.
Lizzo says she was blindsided by the sexual harassment lawsuit her dancers filed against her, and she did nothing wrong. Name this Lizzo song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song. No, that's not
I can't think of it.
Question number four. Karen Huger of The Real Housewives of Potomac faces potential jail time after being found guilty on five charges, including DUI and negligent driving. Which state is Potomac in?
Maryland?
Question number five. Did you know Joe Jonas has a SpongeBob tattoo on his upper thigh? What is the name of the villain who's always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
Plankton.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Brianna, I understand you're in your third trimester?
That's right. I'm just over 30 weeks.
Congratulations. When do you do it? What's the day?
February 24th.
Okay. Be cool to have a leap year baby. Maybe hold out a couple of days.
We don't have a leap year. 2024 was leap year.
Oh, that's right. It was this past year.
Yep.
Do you know if you're having a boy or girl?
No, we're going to be surprised.
Hey, that's cool. Surprise!
Like it's the 70s.
Yeah. Brianna got four out of five.
Whew. All right, then.
Yep. These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
People magazine put together the list of the greatest Christmas movie villains of all time, and Hans Gruber checks in at number five. Which movie is Hans Gruber the villain in?
Die Hard.
I don't know how that's possible. It's not a Christmas movie.
Take it up with People magazine.
Yeah, well. 1-1. Question number two. Ricky Martin turns 53 on Christmas Eve, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
His biggest song is Livin' La Vida Loca. What does that translate to in English?
Living the crazy life.
Tied at two. Lizzo says she was blindsided by the sexual harassment lawsuit her dancers filed against her, and she did nothing wrong. Name this Lizzo song.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. It's about damn time.
Yes, you have to clap when you do it. 3-2. Question number four. Karen Huger of The Real Housewives of Potomac is facing potential jail time after being found guilty on five charges, including DUI and negligent driving. Which state is Potomac in?
D.C. Washington, D.C.
D.C. is not a state. It's a district, and it is in Maryland. That was a great eye roll, by the way.
That was a great mansplain, by the way.
That wasn't a mansplain. That was just the correct answer. Why is it a mansplain?
Oh, that was another eye roll. And of course they're great. She's been practicing for 20 years.
It's my superpower.
3-2. Question number five. Did you know Joe Jonas has a SpongeBob tattoo on his upper thigh?
I did not.
It's way up there. It's risque.
Is it?
It's an odd place to put SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's surprised a lot of ladies over the years.
What is the name of the villain who is always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
I don't know. Gary.
I think they live in the Potomac River, too, Kennedy. Plankton is the correct answer, I'm told.
Wow.
So did you just lose?
I did.
Sure did.
4-3. What a way to go out.
Last show of the year.
Wow, look at that. Yes.
I could lose one more time before we get out of here. It could absolutely happen.
Yes.
Brianna, your baby will be born a champion.
That's right. That's awesome.
Well, congratulations to you. You just won yourself $100. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Brianna?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Brianna.
Plankton.